And we're back talking with Kay Laurel, the fourth best wrestler in the state at 115 pounds. And Kayla, congratulations on such an amazing performance in the tournament this past weekend. I guess overall, let folks know how you achieved all you've achieved so far in wrestling.
Well, I started out when I was about 7 years old. My teammates helped me out so much. You got Colton Harris at the 106. You got Matthew Bale at the 113, who is a previous 106 eighth place qualifier in the state as well. Then you got Dylan Engel, who's always by my side. Caleb Wilburn, he works his butt off all the time. And Carson Betts and just the rest of the team. They help me out. They push me to my limits sometimes, but it's also your mentality. You have to have a good state in mind, and if you're not there, you're not going to be able to do good. So I think I have a good heart for that, and I think I push through most things that boys can't do sometimes.
Well, there you go, and it seems like you're really set up for success with a group like that around you that is really supportive of your effort, and I'm sure in other schools, boys are not so much. Tell us about having that crew of guys they're pulling for you all the way.
Yeah, they are very supportive. Middle school, it wasn't so much, and I thought I was left out a lot. But then they started coming around. My freshman year, it was so much fun. Going to the hotels, just high school memories in the making, and it's so much fun with them. They make it very interesting.
And recap for us how you've gotten so good in this sport, one that most girls wouldn't even want to try.
Yeah, I've tried to get girls to come out with me. I am actually the only one in my community that does it. I'm the only female wrestler. My dad was a wrestler, and he decided to get my little brother into it, and then I wanted to try, and I've stuck with it since then.
And so where can you go from here? Sophomore in high school, is the sky the limit for you?
Well, definitely by my senior year. I definitely want it to be my junior year, but if it doesn't happen, you always get one extra year. So by then, I want to be able to win state. Hoping to keep my weight down for next year and keep the varsity team going.
And Coach, seems like the young woman to have in this spot is exactly the one you have right here.
Oh, yeah. Kayla's awesome. She works as hard as anybody in the room, and has worked hard, traveling with her parents, traveling in the summer, wrestling all summer, racing all summer. She's go, go, go all the time, and it shows when you see her results.
And Coach talks about racing. You did tell us before, you drive sprint cars.
Yeah, I'm also a racer. I've been doing that since I was 3 years old. I like to say I do the male dominant sports. Probably the two most difficult sports you can get into. Everyone's like, well, it's just race. It's going in circles. It's not really going in circles. There's a lot of little details that go into it, and that also takes a lot of mentality. If you're not there in your head, you're not going to do good, and you're going to jinx yourself out. I'm in a 900 horsepower car that my father would not like me in a half mile yet, but we're working towards it. So half miles on a 900 horsepower car, about 130 miles per hour. I'd say that's pretty fast.
That is pretty darn fast. Absolutely. Most of us have not experienced anything like that. So it seems like you're really on the way to a great future, and congratulations on everything you've achieved so far.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.